With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It's a step toward possibly deploying federal troops to the Windy City.
The Trump administration has asked a military base outside of Chicago for support on immigration operations. The move offers a clue on what its expanded law enforcement crackdown might look like in the nation's third largest city. Violent crime in the city has dropped significantly in recent years, but it remains a persistent problem.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani says that Illinois Democratic leaders vowing to legally oppose any presence of federal troops in the city. Officials believe the Minneapolis school shooter, 23-year-old Robin Westman, fired from outside the building through the church's windows. He killed two children and wounded 18 people. Westman had been a student and member of the Annunciation Church. Westman's mother worked for the parish. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will make a rare trip abroad next week to attend a military parade in the Chinese capital. China will hold the parade on Wednesday in Beijing to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. China borders North Korea and is its closest ally. New European sanctions on Iran, they're in the works.
France, Germany, and the United Kingdom have started a process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The mechanism, known as snapback, could freeze Iranian assets abroad, halt arms deals, and put renewed sanctions on its ballistic missile program. It's designed to be veto-proof at the UN and is likely to go into effect. European nations warned Iran on August the 8th that it could trigger snapback after Tehran halted inspections by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran initially downplayed the threat, but later engaged in brief diplomacy. Karen Shamas, London.
Stocks remain higher, the Dow up 63 points, the NASDAQ adding 131 now. This is SRN News. A new study looks at LGBT Americans and religion.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia have closed a small church in West Java without warning and have expelled the evangelist who was ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. Indonesia, mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority has so far been rare. However, the government's recent habit of closing churches or refusing to let them be built has a lot of believers concerned. This is SRN News. Former Major League Baseball player Mark Teixeira announcing he's running for an open U.S. House seat in Texas. Bertie Bennett with details.
Teixeira, who played first base for four teams over his 13-year career, made the announcement on a post on the social media platform X, saying he is a lifelong conservative and is running on principles to make Texas and the U.S. great. He's running for the seat representing Texas's 21st congressional district, currently held by Republican Chip Roy, who announced last week he will run for state attorney general. Teixeira pledged to be a supporter of President Donald Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Prosecutors will drop criminal charges against a prominent Miami defense attorney accused of orchestrating a bribery conspiracy against two former U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration supervisors. A deferred prosecution agreement in Manhattan federal court says charges against David Macy will be dropped after a year. That's if he doesn't break the law. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.